This isn't the first time a financial literacy bill has been introduced. Late Senator Dorothy Huckel proposed the measure several times unsuccessfully in recent years. Now, Republican State Senator Travis Hudson is presenting the bill exactly as Huckel has in the past.
Part of the curriculum, they need to learn bank accounts, how to open them up, how to manage them, difference with credit scores and credit card debts, how to do leases and basic contracts and kind of money management.
The measure would replace half an elective credit with the financial curriculum for students starting as a freshman in 2019. They would be able to take the course any year before graduation.
It's stuff that if you hadn't learned it, you would go through it in the growing pains of becoming an adult, trying to stumble through figuring it all out. We do a crash course in a half a semester.
Hudson thinks over time, the investment of creating a program would pay for itself.
I think when you look at financial literacy, we've got a lot of people that are going into debt or trying to figure out life at a young age. And if we could teach them this, even though there's a front-end cost, the back-end benefits are going to be tremendous to the state.
But lobbyist Brian Pitts says such a course isn't needed.
Already in social studies standards, in economics, and net economics is literacy curriculum. The Huckel literacy bill has 2/3 of that already in it. 1/3 of it is not in the existing standards. So they're going to have two curricula.
Pitts would rather see legislators combine the two.
It's not necessary. It's type bill is totally not necessary. If anything, add the Huckel 1/3 edition to the standards already in social studies economics. And there you got it.
Hudson responded to Pitts's point, insisting the financial literacy portion of current economics curriculum is too short.
And I think the difference that me and Mr. Pitts had was he thought that it's already being done, so why break it out and add more workload to the children? Like I said, it's only 2 weeks of economics. I'd rather them learn more microeconomics in economics, because I do learn a lot, and then get into a financial literacy on its own and not be shoved in a 2-week curriculum.
A member of the Senate for nearly 15 years, Dorothy Huckel died last year at 72. Hudson's bill got the Senate Education Committee's stamp of approval Tuesday. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.